Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Jackson, this is Hondo Carpenter from Sports Illustrated. When we talked with you at the Combine, you talked about how much you enjoyed your time that you spent with Antonio Pierce. And I'm curious, you're a mauler. You play with a nasty streak. You're going to be a guard with the Raiders. Will you talk about how, when you got to meet him, you guys were able to talk about your style, please?
I mean, when talking to him, just something special for sure. You know, he loves how physical I play, you know, how I finish, my mentality. And I really feel like it fits, you know, the Raiders franchise and what the Raiders have done in the past and in their history.
Jackson, Levi Edwards with the Las Vegas Raiders. Congratulations, man. I know growing up, your family were Raiders fans. I also have heard that your first game was at the Coliseum. Can you just talk about those memories and also how cool was it to be able to play at Allegiant Stadium in college as well?
So, yeah, just kind of a, you know, wraparound full circle moment. My grandparents are from the Bay Area. They grew up huge Raiders fans. So my great grandparents and my grandparents grew up having season tickets for 20 years with the Raiders and huge Raiders fans there. And then also, you know, first ever game going to, 49ers Raiders, going to that game, first ever NFL game really kind of started the dream for me. And as I say again, kind of full circle moment. And, you know, getting to play at Allegiant Stadium, you know, it was different there. Hopefully, going to win a lot more games there, you know, kind of scored a touchdown there. So definitely a special place for me there, and I'm so excited to play there as many Sundays as I can.
Hey, Jackson, Vinny Bonsignore with the Review Journal. Congratulations and welcome to Las Vegas. They announced you as a guard, so I guess the secret's out. You're maybe moving from center to guard. You've done that at Oregon. Do you feel like that's a transition that's going to be pretty seamless for you?
I think it is. My first 2 years at Oregon were at guard. And so I'm just excited, you know, anywhere that, you know, the Raiders want me to play, I'm going to play. They want me to throw the ball. But I really think me, you know, playing center is going to be seamless. And, you know, it's just kind of a testament to all the coaches I've had at Oregon and, you know, in high school.
Hi, Jackson. Levi Damian from USA Today. Obviously, you have an extensive wrestling background as well. And I just wanted to know how you feel like that translates to your game.
You know, wrestling was kind of a huge part of my life, you know, definitely translating in leverage, you know, physicality and also just straight mental toughness. You know, wrestling is the hardest sport. So me, you know, doing that to prepare for football and, you know, really getting that mentality from wrestling, it's really huge for me. And, you know, I always tell young kids or, you know, football players coming, you know, up through the league that they should wrestle. So it was huge in my life.
Jax, it's James. Congrats. If you look back, man, how do you try to encapsulate going back to recruiting? You don't get the offer from the in-state school you want. You come here. There's a coaching change. You're playing 2 years ago. You're playing defensive tackle because they're too thin on the D-line with everyone hurt. Now you're the Remington Trophy winner and you're a second-round pick playing for the team that you grew up rooting for. How do you just encapsulate the last couple of years of your journey, man?
Humbling. Plain and simple, humbling. I mean, I've worked so hard, but it's not really about me. It's all the people that really helped me get me here. You know, I was fortunate enough to have all my family here and every single person that, you know, really helped me along my journey. So an immense amount of gratitude for the people that helped to get me here, and an immense amount of gratitude for the Raiders organization in Las Vegas and Raiders Nation. Like, it's huge for me. And, you know, the dream has been fulfilled, but now there's new dreams to get. And I'm excited to work on it. And just kind of a huge deal for me. I'm so excited. Thank you, James.
Hey, Jackson, congratulations. Out of Las Vegas Review Journal. There were some teams that, at least, you know, maybe through the media raised questions about your medical history through the process. What is it like hearing people just talk about you and discuss you? And then how are you feeling and how do you think your health is right now?
I think it's kind of funny just because I had really no health issues. Like, I had a really quick day at the combine during like the orthos and the medicals. So it's kind of funny to kind of see that. You know, it's not true. I'm 100% healthy, 100% ready to go. I'm feeling great, especially now. But I think it's just kind of, you know, something that kind of, you know, itches you a little bit, but it's not true.
Hey, Jackson, congratulations. I'm curious, how much work goes into designing your own burger? So you got a lot going on your Big Jack's Burger.
I mean, it was just a great opportunity. You know, shout out to Elkhorn. They're great people. And, you know, I always took my offensive linemen there and I always took all my teammates and recruits there to go eat and, you know, just developed a really great relationship with them. And I ended up ordering this kind of the same thing was kind of my go-to order there. And they kind of turned that into a burger. So it's just not a ton that goes into it, but definitely fun to make.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Heidi Fang, Las Vegas Review Journal, that, you know, you have someone that was an alum at your school in Peninsula, and you see his success in the NFL. How does that help you set a high bar for yourself and what you want to accomplish?
I've always looked up to Penny. Penny wore number 58 at Oregon. And when I came into Oregon, I was a different number, and then I had to change. And they gave me the opportunity to pick 58. And when I picked that, I kind of went down a path to, you know, be just like him, you know. So much respect for Penne, one of the best tackles in the league. Definitely I'm going to strive, you know, to make Oregon proud like he has and make his family proud like, you know, he has. And, you know, just really fortunate to have, you know, gotten to know him and his family kind of through Oregon and kind of through the Utah kind of high school football. And, you know, huge congrats to him.
Jax, we talked at Pro Day about whether or not Oregon was center you. Well, you're the eighth center in program history to be drafted. You passed Max Unger to be the highest at that position at the school, and it's three straight and four out of five. You might be the namesake of center you. How do you feel like you guys are able to make that claim now?
I think we will, but I also think there's a lot of people coming up that's going to be in this position. What Coach Terry and Coach Lanning do at the University of Oregon is second to none. How they develop guys, and they're definitely going to develop a lot of great centers, but it's a huge tribute to the people that have come before me. I have to give a huge shout out to Alex Forsyth. He's the one that really kind of helped me, you know, grow through college, and he's with the Broncos now, kind of a division rival. I mean, you know, Max, Peronis, all those great centers. I'm just humbled to be a part of that, you know, that conversation. And everything I do is going to make them proud and make Oregon proud and represent the, you know, the Oregon until I'm done playing.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.